Okay, so what has been happening lately, and I mean, this is an absolute watershed event in software licensing, particularly for those who are attuned to open source, is that a lot of businesses today have been saying, okay, we've been releasing software under open source licenses. We like open source. We like people to have access to source code. We like people to be able to share their improvements to source code and not get vendor lock-in and all these wonderful attributes of open source. But in fact, it really doesn't work for us that people can use the software for any use. And so what happened last year is you saw a number of licenses being created that were actually source code available restricted licenses. Okay, so these aren't new things exactly. There have been some before, like Creative Commons Non-Commercial has been used as a proxy for this. And you see software everywhere that says, here's a software, it's free of charge, but you can only use it on our hardware, or you can only use it with our platform, or some kind of restricted use. But there has never been, except for Creative Commons Non-Commercial, there have never been template licenses for this. Okay, what is happening now is that companies are reacting to the fact that there's not a template license by writing their own. And so in the last part of 2018, we saw a whole bunch of licenses being announced that were either individual to companies or that were trying to be a template license. And that was mainly because businesses felt like they were being forced into this position. So I'm just going to mention quickly some of the examples. So FairSource actually came out a while ago. It's a few years ago. And it is a source code available license, but not open source because it has a restriction. And it says that you can use the software up to a certain use limitation. And this was characterized in terms of a number of users. So here's a software. It's in source code form. You can redistribute it. You can change it. You can do what you like with it. But if you use it in your company for more than 100 users, you have to actually come and negotiate a license with us. And, you know, in a way, this is almost similar to a non-commercial use license. You can make a small commercial use out of it. This was actually done by a startup company in San Francisco. It didn't really catch on, but you can see it's really short. and a few companies adopted this license, but it didn't get a lot of traction. This was kind of the start of this phenomenon. Then we had the business source license, and that took a little bit different direction. This was actually done by a company called MariaDB. And it says that we're going to give you this source code, and on a specific date that we're going to commit to, it's going to convert to an open source license. So until you get to that change date, you'll have a limited set of rights. But once the change date happens, you have full open source rights. So what the vendor was doing there was reserving a market advantage for themselves, and then it's free-for-all for everybody to use under the terms of the open source license. And I have to say, this one has not really caught on that much either, but MariaDB is a pretty popular product, so there was some interesting use of it. So it's like a springing license grant under an open source license. And by the way, the open source license, I didn't put all the sort of extra verbiage about this that you would see if you looked at it, but it has to be a GPL compatible license. So the licensee has some comfort that at least as of a certain date, they can use it in a whole lot of different ways, proprietary or open source, depending on what the change license is. Okay, one of the things that happened at the end of 2018, it was, I mean, for people, you know, in a very small sector like I am, you know, or paying attention to these things, there was like a blizzard of press about this. And this was the Commons Clause. Okay, this was a This was spearheaded by a VC at Bain Capital, and he got together some interested parties, some companies, his own fund, and he also asked me to help with it, so I got involved in it. This is actually a license restriction. So what this did was it kind of bolted a license restriction onto an open source license. This is one of the reasons it was very controversial, and there was a lot of objection in the open source community that it was confusing for that reason. But the idea was you picked an open source license, say Apache or BSD, MIT, GPL, and then you attached this additional restriction to it. So what you were doing was carving back a certain number of rights. And the idea about making this a bolt onto an open source license was actually intended to make it easier to understand, because people mostly already understand about the open source licenses. Now, one of the great things, there are many great things about open source licensing, but one of the great things, I hope some of you are already convinced of this, is that it's standardized for the most part. In other words, if you see a diligence list and it says, this software is under BSD, this software is under Apache, you do not need to read that license, you already know what it says. So there's standardization compared to proprietary software licensing or non-open source licensing, where there is zero standardization, and you have to say, oh, this is under this license, I have to go now read it, okay? So this was an attempt to leverage the fact that people knew what basic open source licenses were, but then attach one very short condition to it. There was a lot of objection to this in the open source community, and I would say that whenever you release a limited source code license like this, there is bound to be a certain level of objection from people in the open source community who say, this is bad because it's not open source. But that's a philosophical difference, because the author has the right to release under whatever terms they like, as long as they don't have some upstream restriction. The other objection to this is that they thought that, I'm going to sum up the objections quickly, that you couldn't say Apache plus Commons Clause, because that was a violation of Apache's trademark rights. I don't really agree with that, but and also that they thought it was misleading. So this enjoyed a flurry of popularity. A few companies released code under this license, but then most of them actually deprecated it after a while, mainly because of the negative press about it.